So, first question. Could you tell us, please, why are you doing this?
So, MFest is an event that Nikki and I started around 6 years ago now. We started it because, sadly, my sister Emily took her own life back in 2015. And we started MFest to try and make positive out of such a negative situation. So we started MFest to raise money for mental health charities. We focused a lot on Mind in Kingston. And so we put on a nice event, which is full of music and comedy. And it's all just to lift the spirits, raise awareness for mental health and money for charities.
You've been doing this in partnership with Mind Kingston. What have they said?
So they love the event. They're very supportive. They come down and see us every time we do the event. We had an amazing, in lockdown, we did, they presented an amazing art gallery for us. And it just showed where the money was going. So they've been putting the money towards people that had mental health issues, that sort of felt alone in the lockdown, coming together and creating some art pieces that they then showed to us, which was quite a beautiful moment. And I actually purchased one because it was so lovely. So lots of amazing artists coming out of the money that we raised for MFest, which is great for us because Emily was amazing at art too.
Could you tell us about the painting you got?
Yeah, so I actually purchased from a young girl who'd been doing some art in lockdown to help her with her mental health. And it was a beautiful rainbow. And it said, there's always sunshine where there's clouds. And I just thought it was really lovely. And it's hanging in my kitchen currently. So I see that every morning when I make my coffee.
Oh. What can we expect from MFest this year?
This year, we can expect lots of amazing local acts and acts also from all over the country coming to join us at the Royal Oak in New Malden. We've got the garden for the day and we've got people coming from all around. So we've got loads of local musicians, comedians, food vendors. We've got some great prizes for our raffle and the silent auction. It's just going to be a really fun day out.
Could you tell us any of the specifics? Do you have anything nailed down yet?
Yeah, so Bethan is an amazing musician, so she's playing. Check her out. It's Beth Jacob, and she's got some beautiful songs. She's actually written an amazing one for Emily. So, yeah, it's always a bit of a tearjerker, obviously, and reminds us why we're there. So Beth's performing. I'm a comedian, so I have a group called Club Soul Party, and they are for we imitate four club reps on the Costa del Sol in the 90s. So we are hosting the day. We haven't announced our headliner yet, but stay tuned. We will do on our Instagram or Facebook. So that's pretty exciting. We've got some amazing comedy acts. We actually wanted to do, if you don't mind, a little shout out. If anyone in the area wants to come down and get involved, we're looking for some more local talent. So if you know anyone or you have anyone that is a comedian, artist, any sort of acts from any walks of life, really, send us an email, mfest@hotmail.com. We'd love to like see your stuff.
Okay. How is this year going to be different to the last time you did this? Because I assume you didn't do one during last year. So what have you learned that you're going to be putting into this iteration of MFest?
So we did our last big event in 2019, just before the crazy year that was 2020, which was an incredible event. We had it hosted by amazing comedians and it was just very exciting. Obviously, that looked very different in 2020. We weren't able to do the full event that we were hoping to do. However, we did manage to do some online parties, which we called MFest at Home, where we hosted all sorts into people's living rooms or through their laptop screens on Zoom, which was really fun and an interesting way to do it. So we're just really excited to get everyone together again this year in real life, in person, to celebrate, you know, what is, you know, a really, what has coming out of a really tough year, to celebrate coming out of a really tough year. So we're really excited to have everyone together for such a good cause, and for a bit of a party.
Yeah, and just on the headliner, first year we had Dame Baptiste, last year we had Tim Vine, which was really exciting. So hopefully we will have someone amazing. We're just waiting to sign on the dotted line. Then we can let you know.
Okay, okay. And what would you say to somebody who's struggling with mental health difficulties?
I'd really encourage anyone who's struggling with mental health difficulties to, it can be really tough and you can feel really isolated, but just to know that you are not alone. You can reach out to so many people. There's so many incredible groups out there, such as Mind in Kingston, who are all waiting and ready to help you as soon as you're ready to accept that help. And, you know, talk to people, talk to your friends, care for yourself and one another. We're all in this together. So that would be my main message.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention or talk about?
Just to add that if anyone wanted to come along to the event, it's at the Royal Oak in New Malden on the 21st of August. It will be starting at 2 p.m. And the tickets are online on Eventbrite if anyone wants to purchase a ticket. So you just search MFest Eventbrite into Google and that should pop up.
And if you can't make it and you would still like to give to MFest for Mind in Kingston, we've got a Just Giving page and it's Just Giving Fundraising /MFest2021. Thank you.
And I hear there's an online fundraising as well. Could you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Yeah, so on the day we will be fundraising online. I think we're allowed to announce that we actually have a very special guest, which is our Neil, who will hopefully be doing that on the day. We're very excited to have him and he'll be joining us. So, yeah, I think you're all very familiar with the amazing sounds of Neil. So hopefully, yeah, come on down and he'll be doing the fundraiser on the day.